So how did you try and fix something but actually make it worse? It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe you're not in the same boat as a story that we heard about a student who tried to hide his inflatable girlfriend, wound up setting their dorm on fire.
Because it set her on fire. not a great method.
Just so nervous.
Shove her in the closet.
So yeah. Nervous.
Yeah. Dang it.
Damon said, I was working at a convenience store when I was in college, third shift, bored as heck, no customers, several hours. So I bought a few scratch-off tickets. Then I started scratching some more, thinking, I'll just ring them all up when I'm done.
Oh, no.
Then I realized I didn't have enough money to actually pay for all the tickets I scratched.
Oh, no.
So I scratched some more, hoping to win enough to pay the ones back that I already scratched.
Oh, no.
Hashtag gamble responsibly, kids. by the end of the night, I was $300 in the hole. I knew I would be fired when the morning shift came in, so I simply left and never came back or picked up my final paycheck. I'm probably lucky they didn't file criminal charges.
Yeah, that's technically stealing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, Damon.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Claire said, I tried to fix the light in my living room, ended up breaking the lights in my hallway and bedroom.
Oh.
I was pulling on a wire behind the socket. It was the wire leading to the other rooms. Sparks broken. So dumb. Oh, no.
Dang. Those are awkward. Ray said, trying to fix something made it worse. A teenager working on my car dropped a nut, as in a metal nut, down into the engine compartment.
Oh, that can't be good.
Yeah, landed inside this hole or notch thing. I tried to fish it out with my fingers, just ended knocking it up all the way to the bottom. So I said, well, you know what? I'll just try and start up my engine, thinking that it would just crush it or something.
Oh, gosh!
So I turned my car on, shifted into drive, heard a loud grinding noise.
Ooh, then no.
Yeah, my car just turned off. That car never turned back on again.
Yeah, loud grinding noises, not good in cars.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not a mechanic, but I know that's bad.
Right. Ray said, I could have just used one of those metal stick things with the magnet on the tip to fish it out instead of trying to use my fingers and prevented this entire thing, but nope.
Magnetic thing. Yes.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Amanda says, I wanted to replace an air freshener in my car.
Haven't we all?
That sounds... like, innocent enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, what wrong could happen here?
Well, the string had gotten all wrapped around my rear view mirror, and as I was trying to tug on it to get a better idea of what I was doing and how to untangle it, I ripped my rear view mirror right off.
Oh, no.
That was well played.
Oh, no. And I was waiting until we heard one of these. Alyssa said, I tried to fix my friend's relationship with one of his childhood friends and ended up breaking up her marriage. We're going to need to know more about that.
Oh, that is a very loaded sentence.
Wow.
Yeah. What the heck happened there?
I mean, maybe she was just filling her full of positivity and then made her think, you know what? I don't need the relationship I'm in now. I'm better than this. And then dipped. That's what I'm choosing to think. Anyways.
She basically let that relationship on fire.
Yeah. Just like the inflatable
match,
girlfriend.
Blow it up.
All right. Well, those are good stories. Thank you for that.